Welcome to your Sprinkle with Hope podcast. Today we're going to talk about forgiveness. I think it's so important concept to grasp and then to do. The purpose of our podcast is simple. It's to spread hope, love, and light throughout all the world. And we hope everything that you hear or you think or you see will allow you to have more hope or more light or more love in your life.
Shane and I love talking about things that really help bring us joy, right? And I think forgiveness is one of those. It really allows us to move forward, see hope on the other side, be hopeful that you can forgive yourself and forgive others. We give some cool tips on how to do that and how to work through that. We hope that you jot those down or come back and listen to this episode again. Or share it with a friend or somebody that you feel needs to have and hear a discussion around forgiveness. And we hope that ultimately you forgive yourself. That's Shane and I talk about that a lot, is really just forgiving yourself for the things that you may or may not do wrong. And we love you all. We see you guys. We appreciate each one of you. We send our love and well wishes to all of you and hope that all is going well in your life. Thank you for listening to our Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
Welcome to the Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
This is Jason.
And this is Shane.
And it's podcast time.
Welcome to Sprinkled with Hope podcast and your host, Shane. Bryant McGill, who's an American poet, author, and speaker, says this: "There is no love without forgiveness, and there is no forgiveness without love." Mother Teresa, who's a Roman Catholic nun and a missionary, says, "If we really want to love, we must learn how to forgive." And I wanted to start with those two because I think they go really well together with what we're talking about, which is forgiveness. And they both talk about love without forgiveness. So you can't have forgiveness without love. I'm going to focus a lot of my discussion about forgiving ourselves. I think that's really important. I think sometimes we forget that we focus on forgiveness of others, but we don't forgive ourselves. And I think that's really important. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment toward a person or a group who has harmed us. So I'm going to dissect that a little bit. I think it's a really good way how we can think about forgiveness. So again, it says a conscious, deliberate decision. And I agree with that. I think when you forgive yourself, when you forgive others, you're making a conscious, deliberate decision about what you're going to do. Additionally, it says to release feelings. So I think when we're forgiving, we're releasing those feelings inside of us of resentment or anger or frustration, whatever you want to call it. Again, we're making a conscious, deliberate decision to release those feelings out from us. And then toward a person that could be ourselves, that could be someone else who has harmed us. And I think often when we think about forgiveness, again, I think we sort of think about it as the other person and we forget about ourselves. We make mistakes. All of us make mistakes. And so I'm going to focus a lot of my thoughts on forgiving ourselves.
I love that. And I'll touch on that a little bit as well. It's in part of what I'm going to talk about. But T.D. Jakes is an American bishop, author, and a filmmaker. And he said, "I think the first step is to understand that forgiveness does not exonerate the perpetrator. Forgiveness liberates the victim." And here's the last part of his quote, and I really like it. He says, and then Shane kind of touched on it. He says, "It's a gift you give yourself." And I loved that because I thought, okay, you know, forgiveness is tough, right? People have wronged you and you're hurt and it doesn't feel good. And we tend to like go right to, you know what, I'm going to get revenge or I'm going to make his life hard or difficult or that person or whatever, right? and you're going to make it hard on them. But when you fully forgive, you're giving yourself the gift of freedom, right? You're releasing that, like Shane was talking about. And I'll kind of touch on that in just a second. So there's three types of forgiveness. So the first is exoneration, which is wipe the slate clean. You forgive that person entirely. It's as if, you know, it didn't even happen, right? So that's one type of forgiveness. I forgive you completely and fully, and you're at 100% with me, fully back to the original state of that innocence before the harm was done. The second is called forbearance. So what forbearance is it's when the offender, the person that wronged you, makes a partial recompense, but they still blame some other reason as to why they behave poorly, right? So they're like, you know, I'm sorry, but it's because this thing happened, right? It's because I was running behind, or I was whatever. And they partially blame an existential circumstance, right? That happened. And so with these, it's often you've heard the phrase forgive but not forget, or trust but verify. So those are some of the techniques that you would use if somebody was like in this forbearance type of forgiveness. And then the last one, which is cool, it kind of goes along with what Shane was talking about, which is called the release type of forgiveness. So this doesn't excuse the offender or require a forbearance. Instead, it allows you to release those bad feelings, those negative thoughts of things that happened to you. It's just releasing those things and saying, I don't want to feel this way anymore, but I'm not, you know, nobody gave me a partial forgiveness or whatever. I'm not in that forbearance stage, or I didn't like wipe their slate clean. I just don't want to, you know, have that negative thought or thing in my head anymore. I just don't want it. Johns Hopkins University did a study, and this was really interesting. They found that even in the act of forgiveness decreases your risk of heart attack, improves cholesterol levels and sleep, reduces pain, blood pressure, and levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. And the reason that being is chronic anger puts you into that fight or flight mode. And that constant barrage of being in that fight or flight increases your risk of these types of diseases.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that before. That's really cool information. D. Patrick Miller, who's an author, says this: never forget that to forgive yourself is to release trapped energy that could be doing good work in the world. I love that. We love sharing quotes, as you know. I think it really aligns with my thinking when I find these quotes and I share them. It's like, oh yeah, that's how I think, but you put it in so much better words that I want to share your words and quote the people. So I just love that we, as we forgive ourselves, we release that trapped energy that we could be using to do good in the world. Let me give you some tips on ways that we can forgive. We should disconnect our mistake from our identity. Disconnect your mistakes from your identity. So what the mistake that we made does not identify, we don't identify as that mistake. Yeah, we're all going to make mistakes. But if we're beating ourselves up over and over about the thing that we did, you're never going to get better. Instead, acknowledge that the guilt that we have served a purpose, feel that, and then the purpose is to disconnect that mistake from who we are. We're not that mistake. I listen to this song a lot that's titled, You Are Not Your Mistakes. And I love it because it's saying, we're going to make mistakes. We are. We can also forgive ourselves for doing those things and not beat ourselves up and torture ourselves forever, but feel that guilt and that sorrow, and then realize that served a purpose in that you can move on from it. Another thing that we've talked about in other episodes is write down your thoughts. Journaling is a powerful way to
take out of your mind and put into words what you're feeling. And I think journaling, you know, I had never thought about it, but writing down your thoughts about maybe a mistake that you made or forgiveness that you need to seek, I think is a good way to clear your brain. And then ask for forgiveness. Now, remember, I told you I was going to focus on forgiveness for ourselves. Have you ever thought to ask yourself for forgiveness? Thinking, Shane, I'm so sorry what I did to you, to me, myself. Shane, will you please forgive yourself of that thing that you did? Such a powerful way to forgive ourselves. Sometimes it's easier for us to ask forgiveness for others than it is for us to ask forgiveness of ourselves. So I just want you to think about that. Really think about that. Ask yourself for forgiveness when you feel like you need to forgive yourself.
That's awesome. I totally agree. Do we ever really do that? And do we do it well? I would say no. You know, we don't ever ask ourselves. I mean, think of the power behind that, like you're saying, Jason, I forgive you for the things that you've done wrong. Okay, done, right? It's gone out. So I love that thought. I wish I could this next quote that I have give, you know, who wrote it, but it's an unknown quote, but I just thought it fit so well with what we're talking about. And it says, to forgive is not to excuse what the other person did. It's to prevent their behavior from destroying your heart. And we've talked about heart. It's part of our HOPE acronym, right? The H in the H-O-P-E, the heart. It's just to prevent that from being destroyed, from being, you know, hardened and cause pain and infliction upon yourself. It's releasing that and letting it go. So Cal Berkeley came up with 8 keys to forgiveness. They did like this study as well, and they kind of came up with these 8 keys. And I just wanted to share the 8 keys and talk a little bit about them. But number one is know what forgiveness is and why it matters. So what is forgiveness and why does it make any difference whether you do it or not? And I think there's a lot of power in knowing. Shane mentioned what forgiveness really is, right? And then why does it make any sense to know that, why does forgiveness even matter? I really want you to think about that. 2 is become forgivingly fit. I found this one pretty interesting. It's like, okay, I'm going to go and exercise my muscles, right? And I've mentioned this before, like if I was going to go lift weights and get strong biceps, I wouldn't curl a pencil, right? I would actually curl some weight, and I would start with maybe whatever, you know, your weight, maybe it's 5 or 10 pounds, maybe it's 20 or 30, you know, whatever that is for you, that's where you want to start, but not at a pencil. You'd start a little more something substantial, right? That's going to, so work on that, being forgivingly fit, become that and work at it, right? I'm not going to lose 10 pounds today. It's going to take time and effort and discipline, right? 3rd is address your inner pain. So really get down to the heart of what is causing that pain. 4 is develop a forgiving mind through empathy. We've talked about empathy and just having that. That's another way of allowing yourself to forgive others. 5 is find meaning in your suffering. And what I mean by that is, so you could be in pain and like, oh man, that person really, really hurt me. What's something that you could gain from that, glean from this suffering you're going through? Find meaning in it and make sense of it. What is something I can learn coming out of it? What are lessons that could be applied to the rest of my life? 6 is when forgiveness is hard, call upon other strengths. So if forgiveness is tough and you're like, oh man, it's so hard, but I'm really good at being empathetic, or I'm really good at being compassionate, or, you know, I'm really good at playing sports or something. Just call upon some of your other strengths. 7 is forgive yourself. Shane mentioned it. I'm saying it again because I think it's really, really important. to forgive yourself. And then the eighth thing is develop a forgiving heart. So really work on developing that skill of forgiving others and forgiving yourself, right?
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, like I've mentioned, we are all going to make mistakes. People that we interact with are going to do things that we might not agree with, and we might feel hurt and anger and frustration. So every one of us, because we're human, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to need to seek forgiveness, and we're going to need to forgive. After we make a mistake, what really matters is what we do next. So we're all going to make mistakes, but it really matters what we're doing after the mistake. And that could be if somebody has wronged us and we need to forgive them. What really matters is the choice that we make to forgive them. We certainly don't want to hold on to that, not only for us, but for them. If they're seeking forgiveness from us, then hopefully we can find it in our heart to forgive them so that they can move on, that we can move on, and we don't have to keep beating ourselves up, and they don't feel like, oh, we're never going to be forgiven, and so this is always going to be something that's hurting my heart. People want to be forgiven. So really what matters is what we do after the mistake has been noticed. A few other things that I thought about is that we can reframe what happened and think of it as a learning experience. I know that might sound a little bit weird, but think about what happened this time and what we can do differently in the future. Again, we're all going to make mistakes. And if we think about it as, oh, what can I learn from that so that I don't make the same mistake over and over? I think that there's some value in that. We can just simply hit the stop button and don't replay what we did over and over and over in our mind. We're not defined by what happened or what happened to us. So simply just hitting the stop button and saying, okay, I'm done thinking about that right now. I don't want to replay it in my mind. I'm done. that easier said than done, but I think it's possible. And then put things into perspective. Think about the things you do that are kind and loving every day. And chances are you're going to come up with many, many more things than you can think. So instead of focusing only on the bad stuff or the negative stuff or the stuff that you might have to forgive yourself or others, think about all the things that you do that are kind and loving every single day. That'll put your mind in a different perspective. Chances are you're going to see a lot of things that you personally do that help the world. And not only help the world, but help yourself. And that's equally important. Jodi Picoult, who is an author, says this: forgiving isn't something you do for someone else. It's something you do for yourself. It's saying, you're not important enough to have a stranglehold on me. It's saying, you don't get to trap me in the past. I am worthy of a future. I loved how she said that if people have done wrong to you, then don't get caught in that trap saying, you know what, I have a future that I'm excited for, and I'm not going to get caught in that trap of not forgiving you. So I forgive you and I'm moving on. And then Les Brown, who I love, is a motivational speaker. I love what he says. He says this: forgive anyone who has caused you pain or harm. Keep in mind that forgiving is not for others. It is for you. Forgiving is not forgetting. It is remembering without anger. It frees up your power, heals your body, mind, and spirit. Forgiveness opens up a pathway to a new place of peace where you can persist despite what has happened to you. And I just love his words. I really love following him and hearing what he has to say. I think he's very knowledgeable and just really insightful in life. And so he's saying, forgiving doesn't mean that you just forget about it. It's remembering without anger. And I think forgiveness is so important, not just for others, but for us. I keep going back to to yourself, because it's so important to forgive yourself. So think about really what I asked. Ask yourself for forgiveness. Say out loud, "Shane, I'm so sorry what I did to you. Will you please forgive me?" And you're talking to yourself. There's so much power in that. And I hope that the things that we've shared with you really help you think about forgiveness maybe in a different way, and that you can not only forgive others, but forgive yourself to really live that life that you want.
So I just have a few closing remarks, and I love that concept and idea, right? Really forgiving yourself and thinking about, you know, you moving forward. So my closing thoughts are this. Forgiveness is a choice. It is a choice that you choose. You choose your choice. Don't let others choose how you're going to forgive or how you're going to live your life, right? You have that ability to choose. So, you know, forgiveness is hard. Yeah, sure. It really is. It's tough to forgive those that have wronged you, but it's also a choice, and it's yours for the making. So what happens when you forgive? You're choosing compassion and empathy over revenge and hatred. And I just want you to think about that, because there's only two sides to this. It's either you're going to have compassion and empathy, or you're going to be full of hatred and revenge, and you know, you're not going to feel good. And we know by the studies that Johns Hopkins University did, it could literally affect your life and cause many other things to occur. But here's one thing that forgiveness is not, and it does not mean reconciliation, right? It doesn't mean that everything's hunky-dory and it's all good. That's not what it means. It just means that you're letting go of that thing that's holding you back from having a better life, from moving forward, creating great things in your life, having kindness and gratitude and being joyful and seeing all the beauty that surrounds you instead of walking outside and just mad all the time at everybody that wronged you. Could you imagine just walking around every time you get angry at somebody, you live with that life? That you're just walking around mad the whole time. Well, what's the fun in that? Where's the joy and the laughter and all the things that are beneficial in life? They're not there because you're just mad. So let go of those things. Let yourself free. Forgive yourself. Move forward. Continue down this path. I have two quotes to close out with here. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Baptist minister, civil rights movement individual. He said this: "We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power of love." And it goes back to what Shane was talking about. It's interesting. A lot of these quotes that I was seeing were all around love. You can't have one without the other. If you have forgiveness, then you have love. A super, super powerful thing to capture. And then the last quote is by Alexander Pope, who was an English poet. He said, "To err is human, to forgive is divine." And I've heard this before too, but it's good to have a constant reminder of these things. We're human, we make mistakes, but forgiveness is of the divine. So that's our closing remarks today. I hope that you can forgive yourself, move forward in this life, forgive others, and just have a wonderful, joyous life. We love and appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for listening to our episode today about forgiveness, and hope that you can find forgiveness in your heart for yourself today.